You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena, Nat.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's a bit sad. It's our last one with you.
It's a little bit sad.
Oh, it's very sad. I'm going to miss you on this show, but you're leaving on a very high note. What are we talking about today?
One of the world's greatest foods, pizza.
Hey! A round of applause for pizza. Thank you very much. Are we talking about how to make it? Are we talking about where to get it? What's the angle this morning?
Okay, so... I've got some reckons on some good places to get pizza.
Nice.
And I'm very keen for reckons from the listeners as well. If you guys want to text in, please do.
5395.
If there's one thing BFM listeners are good at, it's a reckon. So I'm sure there's going to be some very good texts coming in. Please send in your fave pizza spots.
Yes, please. So I've got some reckons, and then I've got some reckons on what you should do when you hold a pizza party.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, how
that's
to make
good.
It work.
Yeah, that's good.
So the other week I did flatbread on the segment, and that's the, if you go back into the B-cast, you can listen to that and get the recipe, but I use that for pizza base as well.
Cool, okay, nice and easy.
Yep, super easy. Yeah, it's great. And let's get to the good stuff, which is where do you buy good pizza? We've recently moved to Greylin and fallen deeply in love with Eppolito's on Richmond Road. It's so good. It's so no BS.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just really good, no frills, delicious pizza. And I really like their pepperoni one, which is looks like it's straight out of the Ninja Turtles cartoon or something.
Yeah.
So
that's
good.
What, I think that's
iconic.
What you want with it. Yeah. With a pepperoni pizza, you don't want it to look, you know, nice and tasteful. You want to see the grease dripping off the side.
Yeah.
Red grease.
Yeah, that's what you want.
You want to be like holding the piece of pizza, trying not to let the grease like slip off the edges.
Mm-hmm.
Another place that I like to go is Dante's, which they've got a few locations around Auckland, but that's kind of more tradish sourdough pizza as well.
Okay, I've never had Dante's.
It's really good.
That's
really, really good. Wood fired.
Is Dante's the one that has the verace Neapolitana? He's got like a seal of having learned how to make pizza dough in Napoli.
Oh, yeah. Wow, okay.
So like
legit.
Did the time, go and get the legit dough, if that's your thing. Lots of different ways to make pizza.
Mm. It's delicious. The pizza that I really like to get there is the one that is red sauce, and then it's got, I think it's just mozzarella, and then it has fresh prosciutto and rocket.
Ooh,
yeah, that one's delicious.
Maybe a little balsamic drizzle. I can't remember.
Oh, yes.
So that one's really epic. Daily Bread and Point Chef have started doing pizza nights on Fridays.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's wicked. They have a few on the menu. I think all the pizzas are $20. And they have one called the Beasting on the menu, which is salami, chorizo, grilled peppers, and hot honey.
Oh, wow. What's hot honey? Is it like spicy?
I'm so glad you asked, Rachel. I think it's actually their rooftop honey, but I think because it's well, I've got a little recipe for hot honey, but... hot honey is in honey that's infused with chili, which is so good. Like
Sarah's like me.
It's really, really good. So, I really love pizza that has a spicy element, a sweet element, super salty element, obviously, bread element.
The bread element.
Cheese element. Yeah, so that one really hits the mark. It's pretty awesome.
I'm imagining this might be on your list, but we've already had quite a few texts about it. So
okay, cool.
I think we need to shout out Francesca's, also in Point Chef.
Do you know I've never been?
Have you not?
No,
that has a
I'm
lot
sorry.
Of big fans.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Cool.
I'm loyal to Francesca's. I like their pizzas a lot.
Under the radar editor Chris Cudby, also a big fan.
Nice. I think actually quite a lot of BFM people are big fans of that. That's very traditional
awesome.
Italian family that runs it.
Yeah.
And very, very chef's kiss.
Yeah. Oh, delicious. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm putting that one on my
also,
on my list.
Good pasta there as well.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. It's all the little yummy bits you want. Don't, you know, expect it to be quick. You gotta know that you want it, and you gotta give yourself a good hour and a half before you want to eat it.
Okay, cool.
And you could get it within any time of half an hour to an hour and a half. And as long as you're cool with that, then you'll have a very lovely experience.
Yeah, as long as you're prepared for that, I reckon it's one of the quirks,
but it's right
which
by
makes
the beach.
You love it as well.
Exactly,
yeah.
It's right by the beach, so just go sit at the beach, hang
grab
out.
Grab a beer, go sit in the park, chill out. Nice. Not in a rush.
Exactly. Can't rush good food.
Another place that I really like to get pizza, which is a little bit fancy, I reckon, is Lillian and Richmond Road as well.
Have you
been
pizza?
There? They do epic pizza.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Schmancy.
Yeah, and it's not kind of... it's a bit different. Like, they've got a tour pizza. They've got an Andouille pizza. There's... my favourite one is they put prosciutto on it, and then they cook that so it goes really salty and crispy.
Yum.
And then there's also roast grapes on there, which sounds really weird,
but
again, it's that sweet and salty deliciousness.
If you roast a grape, do you get a giant raisin? Is that basically what's happening?
No. Are you trying to figure out whether you'll like this or not?
Pretty much, yeah.
They're like hot, sweet eyeballs.
Yeah, that's closer to it than a raisin.
Okay,
yeah.
That sounds good.
Cool, okay.
Love a good eyeball.
Let's get to organising your pizza party.
I'm just going
to
shout out a couple more that we've got on this text machine. Keep them coming in because there's some very good ones here. Someone says Settebello is their local.
That is actually on my list as well.
Where is that?
It's in New Lynn. It's awesome. Again, like pretty no frills, but they've got those cute checkered tablecloths. And
yes.
They do a happy hour pizza and stuff.
Oh, cool.
I think you can get a pizza and a beer for $20, which is amazing.
Someone else has texted in about Pizza Club do spicy Indian pizza. Yummy.
I've heard about this.
This sounds wild. There's like that one in Wellington, which is extremely legendary, called Karitsa, which is a curry on a pizza.
I think it's a similar thing.
And it's pretty much hangover central, I think, when people get a Karitsa, but... Sounds mean as well.
We went away for like a little girls' weekend over Easter, and one of my friends got a text from her husband, and she was like, "Holy shit, he just got a whole butter chicken pizza, and he's eating the whole thing."
Oh my lord!
Yum, go Ed. Someone else has said the Master and Margarita in Grey Lynn is a good time. Wood-fired pizza, self-made dough, the real deal.
Oh, awesome.
That's in your local. You could go check that one out as well.
All right.
Keep those texts coming in. I'll read some more out soon. But tell us how to host a pizza party, Nat.
Okay.
How do we do it?
I reckon when you do a pizza party, so when I've been to pizza parties before, I really don't like that all the ingredients are out and the guests can just put whatever on, because everyone ends up making the same pizza where they put all of the stuff on top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which, you know, all good if that's your vibe. But
we're classy in here, you know?
We're a control freak, and we're controlling everyone's pizza experience. And variety is key.
Nice.
One thing is you don't need heaps and heaps of ingredients. Keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
You want, I think, 3 to 4 ingredients on top of your pizza max. And some ideas that, well, the ones that I usually do, I get a pork and fennel sausage, just one, and some sliced red onion, some chili flakes, and then just always heaps of mozzarella and,
yes,
obviously, grated mozzarella and red sauce. So that would be one. So it's salty, fatty, but not...
Two
super
humpies.
Crazy.
Yeah. I'd just like to point out for everybody listening at home that Sarah did, when you said chili flakes, what I can only assume is the like international hand symbol for chili flakes or something, which is just like,
it's just the pinch,
give
the
me
pinch
more.
Together, forefinger and thumb. Yeah, chef's kiss.
Yeah.
They have an emoji for that now, which is a true delight.
Excellent.
Aww. Another fave is just some really nice salami, olives with the stone in. Don't worry about pitting them, just people can eat around it.
Mm.
They're superior than the pitted olives.
Bigger than that olive.
Don't even get me started. I know this is my last segment, but we could spend the rest of the time talking about that. And mozzarella, cheese and red sauce. So again, like salty, fatty, but not too complicated.
Yes.
Okay, this
Keep
one is
simple.
Always a favourite when we do a pizza party. It's quite a tough sell on paper.
Okay.
But it's an OG discovery when we were making pizza and we didn't have hardly anything in the fridge.
I trust you because okay. You've never put me wrong, so okay, I'm ready.
Thanks. Okay, so red sauce, ricotta.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, just plain ricotta. Mm-hmm. Big clumps of it all over the pizza and very thinly sliced raw beetroot.
Oh.
So it's kind of, again, that sweet and creamy thing. The beetroot brings like a little bit of texture as well. Like it doesn't cook the whole way through, which is really nice, but it's still quite sweet a little
bit.
This
is raw beetroot.
Yeah, but you cook it in the oven, so it does cook a little bit.
Thinly sliced, is that right?
Yeah. And then you put, once it comes out, you put fresh rocket on top and a little bit of olive oil. Oh. Delicious.
Sold. That sounds really yum. It's, so good.
It's really, really good. And again, like when you're having the more kind of rich pizzas, it's a nice one to kind of break it up. Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
So you can get back into the cheesy ones afterwards.
I love the old rocket and a good Evo on top of a cooked pizza.
Yeah, delicious.
Makes you feel like it's not bad for you because you've put salad on top. Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically a salad. Yeah.
Excellent.
And the last one is quite intense, so I like to always have a big batch of balsamic caramelized onions in the fridge. So that would be plain base, caramelized onions, a little bit of feta, or you could use ricotta because, you know, you don't need to go out and buy a million different cheeses.
Exactly.
Some anchovies.
Oh, yes.
And some olives. So this one's a real sweet, salty, umami, delicious.
My chili flakes moment is for anchovies always.
Yes, me too. Oh my God, so delicious. Yeah. And I think back in the B-casts, under the chili segment, there is a good recipe for chili oil, which, you know, you've got to have that out on the table as well when you're having a pizza party. Hot honey, another one. So you just need to simmer a cup of honey with maybe 3 to 4 chilies for maybe an hour, very, very gently. You don't want to burn.
Like sliced up. Cool.
And then you just put it into a jar. You can keep it in the fridge. You don't really need to if you know, honey doesn't go off.
Exactly.
But yeah, drizzle that on as well. Oh, yum. It's a delight.
Yum. Nat, that is fantastic. Somebody wants to know where the Tuatua pizza was from again.
Lillian on Richmond Road.
I'm going to try that out. That sounds extremely nice.
Oh, somebody's texting saying a portable wood fire oven has changed their lives. Mozzarella, anchovies, cherry tomatoes, parmesan, pepperoni, and homemade sauce.
Delish.
Can never eat out again. Best tip, 1 kilogram of mozzarella log size from Gilmore's for $20.
Whoa!
Yes, that is such a... When we were in Wellington recently, we were looking through more Wilson's, and that was one of the things that we're like, could we put it in the suitcase? But Gilmore's is such a good call. Thank you so much.
Yum. There's lots of very, very good texts coming in here. Someone says soy and honey tofu on pizza.
Fusion.
Fusion pizza, like the carita maybe.
I reckon it would be yum.
I'm like, sure. I mean, honestly...
You can put anything on a pizza and it's good. Much delicious.
Exactly. Someone says they moved into a flat that had an old wood-fired stove, so they had pizza party for their flat warming. It was a BYO favourite topping, and they supplied the bases and tomato paste. That sounds actually like quite a good situation as well. If you're like
fun.
Also just moved into a flat and you've got nothing in your fridge and probably a bit broke from getting all their moving truck and stuff, good plan.
Yeah,
farm
totally.
It out.
Fun.
Hey, thank you so much, Nat. It's been such a pleasure having you on the show over the last almost year and a bit now, is that right?
Or I think it was... Yeah, it'll be coming up a year, maybe in July.
Well, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show. And we're going to miss you very much.
Thank you so much. I've really loved it.
I'll send you a log of mozzarella.
Please.
Food for thought. Breakfast Food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
All right.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.